This is a download from BBC Radio 3 as part of our programmes of music and culture to mark the centenary of World War I. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. London, city of imperial ambition and cosy musical provincialism before the slow-motion cataclysm of the war in 1914. Composer Frank Bridge, later an almost lone British apologist for European modernism, may have felt that. But was the city really so stuck in aspic? Well, not exactly. Conductor and founder of the BBC Proms, Henry Wood, premiered, gave the first performance of Arno Schoenberg's five orchestral pieces at the Proms in 1912. After catcalls, hisses and boos, the pieces were revived to applause and acclaim, with the composer himself conducting a couple of years later, in 1914, when Schoenberg compared the Queen's Hall Orchestra to only two others on the planet, the Amsterdam Orchestra and the Philharmonic of Vienna. But British composers were slower to accept the challenge of Schoenberg's music than audiences seem to have been. Only Gustav Holst responded in any even tangential way when he wrote The Planet, a new world of sound for British music begun before the First World War, and a work originally called Seven Pieces for Orchestra. The five orchestral pieces were the only music of Schoenberg's that Holst had in his library. And even Frank Bridge in 1914 sounds like a different composer from the one who emerges after the First World War, someone who would inspire the young Benjamin Britten to explore wider horizons than the British establishment was offering him as a teenager. Frank Bridge's two songs of 1914 set fragrant words by Mary Coleridge in Where She Lies Asleep and Love Went A-Riding. These are scenes of post-pastoral perfection, of a maiden asleep so lightly that the poet is terrified even to pray next to her for fear of waking her up. Bridge's music in this song is of an almost unconscious somnolence, an atmosphere broken into by the wild energy of Love Went A-Riding, love on Pegasus, unstoppable on his winged steed. Bridge's music is insular, wrapped in itself, and magnificently pictorial, a vision of a world before the brink. Thank you for downloading this podcast from BBC Radio 3. We'll be adding more programmes marking the centenary of the First World War over the course of the year. For more information, please visit our website, bbc.co.uk/radio3.